House of Representative Gene Pawlowski now joining KWNO. Mr. Representative, you got a higher education meeting and a big thing on the docket with that higher education meeting. Talk about that and talk about who will be testifying for what you guys want to accomplish.
Yes, tomorrow at 10:30, the Higher Education Finance and Policy Committee will have a joint meeting with the House K-12 Finance Committee, and the topic will be that every high school senior in Minnesota should have the option of graduating not just with a typical diploma, but also with an employable skill set. We're going to have testifying the Winona State University President Scott Olson, the Minn State Southeast Technical College and Community College President Danielson, the Minnesota Chamber of Commerce is going to testify. And we're going to see if we can get ourselves on a path that will reinstate something that we had 30 years ago that was quite common, that a high school senior in Minnesota could graduate with an employable skill set.
What do you think the benefit that will come from this?
The benefit is that we need employees. And when we had the vocational schools, and the hearing tomorrow is going to do a little bit of a history of when we had the vocational schools, which were part of our K-12 public systems, it was common for a student to graduate with a skill set in automotive, carpentry, electrical, welding, agriculture slash farming. All of these things were common. When we took the vocational schools out and made them technical colleges, everything migrated out of our K-12 systems into what would become the Minn State system. And there was a huge erosion of that ability, and in some cases it's non-existent. We desperately need employees, and there's nothing wrong with an 18-year-old having a skill set and starting a job without debt right out of high school.
Do you think or do you anticipate to be much brushback for this or anyone on the other side of the aisle that will disagree with this movement, or is it a bipartisan movement?
This is going to be bipartisan. The reason why Winona State and Southeast Minn State are going to be testifying is because they're going to tell us about the start, which was this fall, of a program that was initiated during the mini session of 2019 in Winona, when we need to put back in place licensure and certification for what once was a vocational ed teacher, which is now going to be called an industrial education technical teacher. And there'll be 2 years at Winona State, 2 years at the tech college. So 4 years from now, we are once again going to have teachers that could go back into our high schools. But we also are going to have programs in those high schools for those teachers to teach in. And that's why the chamber is there, the Minnesota Chamber, to offer their suggestions on internships, on equipment, and what the business community needs and how the business community can help.
Let's switch gears a little bit, Representative. I believe that you have two other committee meetings this week, Rules and Legislative Administration, and I believe it's also Ways and Means, perchance. Is that correct? Capital Investment.
Ways is going to be later today, but there'll probably be two Ways meetings at least this week.
Okay, so of those and the other that I mentioned, what is on the docket for those committee meetings, and what are some goals that you guys would be discussing?
Well, in Ways today, we've got three bills up. House File 30, which is Richardson's bill. This will place restrictions on possession and purchasing of catalytic converters. There's been an epidemic, particularly in the metro area, but across the state, of the actual stealing out of cars of the catalytic converter and then of peddling the catalytic converter and its unique elements to anyone that will buy them. And this puts some pretty hefty penalties and crime on doing it. Another Richardson bill is to create the Office of Missing, Murdered Black Women and Girls, and this comes out of what we unfortunately have had also in Minnesota, where particularly with the Native American reservations, we've had missing and murdered black women and girls for some time, and this will hopefully be able to track what's happened to them. And then there's just a small bill by Nelson, House File 62, funding and modifying data provisions for the public Employment Relations Board, and this is simply a tightening up of something that we've had before. As the week goes on, there'll be other bills, but that's yet to be determined.
I believe that the whole House will also adjourn today. What's going to be the what will be the message? Message isn't the right word, but what's going to be?
I think we're just going to be pushing paper today. So we're going to be bills that have come out of one committee have to go through the House floor to go to another committee.
Okay. Is there anything else during this week that you expect to be sort of a big headline or anything of importance through the House this week?
Just a lot of meeting with constituents. My calendar's packed.